day. $600 million more for border security. The end of an iconic comic strip. Perseid meteor showers, and Charlie Rangel, the longtime congressman from New York, sounds off about a plethora of things. What do they all have in common? Part of what we're going to be jawing about in this first hour here of America tonight. Hey, everybody, wherever you are, grab the coffee, put your feet up, and get ready for some of the best water cooler buzz around, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Toward the end of the show, we'll lighten the load. That's what I like to call it. We've got a daily salute coming up, and this is a beaut. Plus, our cheap movie review. There's a big chick flick coming out, but I have a feeling, guys, it's not necessarily going to be one of those movies that you will have to go to. It might be Grab the Girls and We're on the Way, so you might not have to be involved, which could be a good thing because it is definitely a woman's woman movie. You know, I like buck the trend. I'm all about the action movies, the sci-fi stuff, the frightening horror, and unlike most women who are all about the tears and the emotion of what's ever on the big screen. It's like a joke where it's predictable, ba-dum, 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 payoff, ba-dum, 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 emotion. So when I start to see those movies, and they are chick flicks, that's what they call them, that's the nickname, for a reason. You look around and you hear sniffles and you see mostly women crying, although I have been to a few movies where I've seen some guys pull out the old tissue or handkerchief. Right. So here we start at the top of the show, and let's talk about border security. Friday will be the day that Obama signs that $600 million border security bill. This is the talk of the town. Immigration suddenly is in the forefront, thanks to Arizona, and this is a show of commitment, I believe. So the Senate convened a special session on Thursday. They passed the bill. And what the bill will do is put more agents and equipment along the Mexican border. They did a voice vote in the almost empty Senate chamber. You could have thrown a football across it. That will push that bill to the Prez. He'll sign it. There's no question. Obama was urging for more money to go toward the border. There's so many complaints from so many border states and others who can't lick the problem they're having, and that's the illegal immigrants and illegal drug trafficking. I mean, the worst, if you're going to categorize, the worst is the drug traffickers and the gangs, one and two. You could interchange either one of them, because who wants that in their neighborhood or down the road from them? And what does it do to these neighborhoods, and what does it do to the kids in the neighborhoods? I mean, we know these sad stories. But it's supply and demand. And then it's the rest of it. It's the anchor babies, the problems with the hospitals, the whole thing. And a very flexible, crazy guesstimate when it comes to the numbers of the people who are actually illegally in the country. The answer to the question is we do not know. We have no clue. It's like I was thinking the other day, you know, when you, it's like when you go to Disneyland or Disney World or any kind of an amusement park. Sometimes theaters are like this where they click you off. You know, somebody's standing there and you have a whole bunch of people and they're clicking one, two, because they're adding the people that are going through the turnstiles. Well, we don't have turnstiles. We don't have the legal and illegal turnstiles. So there's no real true measure of this. We just know it's an incredibly boundless problem. Now, Janet Napolitano, for what it's worth, her 2 cents on the whole thing as the Homeland Security Secretary is, look, with more boots on the ground and the resources we need, this will help us knock down some of this crime and some of this violence that we've seen escalate. The new law, according to the Prez, which is what he was pushing for, would strengthen the partnership with Mexico in trying to get those gangs, target them, look at the criminal element that are on both sides of the border. Now, this is one time where I could say I agree with that. If you've got, because you have gangs crossing in, you see what Juarez is like. Naturally, the sharing of information here is fundamentally important. But usually, I would not go along with helping Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, because of the way he thumbs his nose, for example, at Arizona and talks about, oh, that's a bigoted law and all, telling people not to go there. It's crazy. And because the vested interest that Mexico has in the people who come over and send the money back, it's laughable. It's the number one money source for that country. When you have the richest man in the world, Carlos Slim, who lives there. So go figure. In a nutshell, the border security bill, once signed, will fund about 1,000 new Border Patrol agents, and it'll be the critical areas that are the focus. That's a good thing. Still, I don't believe that's going to be enough, but at least there's more boots on the ground. So 250 more immigration and custom folks, 250 more custom and border protection officers. There's a big difference between the two and what they do. There'll be drones along the border. Now, that's another question. How do you feel about the drones? I don't like the idea of drones monitoring traffic, because I think that's a massive invasion of privacy. Plus, they get it wrong. How many people are pulled over? How many things happen because of the drones? And what are the chances that the drone could lead to some kind of accident, aerial accident? It would also be the other concern. Maybe not in the Spartan areas on the border, but definitely the more crowded spots, like the Zaragoza Bridge linking El Paso to Juarez, or Tijuana, would, I think, could be disastrous. And there is concerns. The FAA has voiced those concerns, too. But that's where it's going. That's where the money will go. And then sprinkled in a couple of other places. It's just a little baby step. At least it's a start. But it's short of what has to happen. Because you got to really beef up that number of custom people. The inspectors, there's not enough. Along the Arizona border, it's awful. And then you also need to come up with a way to fund some sort of program that charges the illegals with crimes that aren't the biggest crimes, the stealing, petty theft, that kind of thing, and would make them spend some time in jail or hit and run, for example. That's a big problem. In one state, in the state of Texas, if you are caught, doesn't matter who you are, legal, not legal, whatever, but it was really aimed at the problems with the illegal drivers and the hit and runs where you would get hit and boom, they take off, that you have to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, they haul the car away, no matter who, no matter who's behind the wheel, which I think was a good and it was an aggressive move. That should be spread across the land, and that would end some of the problems people are having, period, when they get hit by uninsured drivers, because that can be just disastrous. Coming up on the flip side, Congressman Rangel and his thoughts on why he doesn't have a date for his trial and also his bid for re-election. He says that's where he's really focusing his time. Think he'll get reelected? Let's ponder that.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today. Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River.
So we slide from the Senate to the House. The Senate almost vacant, okaying the border security funds. Not a big deal. Not a big deal because they knew that was going to happen, 600 mil. And now it's about money that is lost. It's about ethics. And a congressman who's been around for my entire life, I believe, one of my ex-bosses said the guy has like 20 lives because there had been things circulating about him in the past, but nothing concrete, to be sure. Now there's lots of evidence, and Charlie Rangel just does not want to let go. I mean, he is more than under fire. Think about this, a 20-termer, and he is stumping for the votes in Harlem and just not paying attention to the charges, saying he's going to clear his name from what he's calling vile and vicious and awful, horrible things. But he keeps on pressing. 80 years old, they had a big celebration for Rangel, where Mayor Bloomberg went. So did the governor, David Patterson. Might recognize this name, Harry Belafonte, Dionne Warwick, all people that he knows. And he did say he wasn't asking for leniency, but that he wanted the ethics committee to give him a hearing. Anyway, in his own words, here's what he had to say about stumping for those votes. And, hey, give me the date of the hearing, brother.
For those who believe that you have to ask questions about the ethics committee, do me a big favor. Continue to ask them, but ask the guys in charge in Washington when I'm going to get a hearing. I'm going to restrict myself in the next weeks and months in trying to get reelected identifying with the needs of my great congressional district, get a message out there that will provide jobs, education, health care, but most important, hope.
So he's proving that he is out of touch with what's really happening, and ignoring what he did is what the problem is. He's going to go down in flames. He is going to be flushed. There is no doubt about it. He is more than under fire for the financial wrongdoings. He's killing the credibility of his party. The Democrats, if I'm a Democratic strategist, this is a nightmare. I don't want to deal with this. And I'd rather have that hearing sooner rather than later. As soon as I could make it happen, and that's not up to the, that's not up to the committee chairman. But as soon as I could see that that was happening, I'd be thrilled to pieces, because this is something they want to put in the rear view mirror. And New Yorkers are crazy if they reelect him. I mean, talk about a total abuse of power. He abused his power. He used the favors. I mean, I don't care if it was a vacation home, whatever it was. Are we getting vacation homes that we don't have to pay taxes on and things that we're covering up? Well, maybe some of you are. I don't know. I'm assuming you're not. And do we get a pass? No. You're not going to get a pass. This is a congressman who is a 20-termer, like I said. So he's just stalling the process. He's another one of these hypocrites. He needs to be voted out. Let's hope he's voted out anyway. But he should be. And I think they'll nail him. I think the committee will nail him. This just goes too deep, and there's too much solid evidence on Rangel to deny it. It's not a witch hunt. It's not some trumped-up Republican rumors that were started, whatever. There's none of that to go back on with Rangel. I mean, they have this guy. They absolutely have him. The question of Maxine Waters is a little bit different. Not as many charges, and there are certainly links to why money was pushed to a bank that her husband had the investment in and was on the board on. But there are some gray areas. There are some gray areas that might help her in the end. I don't think so either. I think both of them go down. But Rangel is the obvious one that will. Waters is going to be able to tread water a little bit, I believe. All right, they're not treading water at all. And this is a follow-up to a story that we've talked about a lot for the past 3 weeks, WikiLeaks. And there's so many, I say this all the time, it's like an octagon. There's so many sides to this thing, probably even more than eight. The founder of WikiLeaks is saying that they're preparing to release about 15,000 documents more that we know about on the war in Afghanistan. What they're doing this time, and this is smart, they're pouring through them, I believe, to make sure the names are not leaked out there too. Because there was a backlash. The one thing that everybody agreed on was the backlash over the names of people who were just helping soldiers. In other words, translating, taking soldiers around to villages, helping them. And that was bad. That was the worst thing that happened as a result of it. So Wiki, this time around, is making sure that doesn't happen, because then there's no way. The names would be removed, and that wouldn't cause any sort of conversation about deaths, people dying as a result of some leaked documents. The low-level Afghan people who help the troops, nobody needs to know who they are. The Taliban certainly does not need to know that. You think of the family and the kids and how easy it would be to knock them off, and that's what would happen. Now, on the other side of this, a lot of people are talking about exposing what's happening with the government, things that are being covered up. How much do you believe is being covered up? Somebody said to me today, well, you look at WikiLeaks, and why should WikiLeaks be considered free speech? Because it affects our national security. Why should they be backed up. Is this treason or free speech? Which is it? And if everything's so out and out free when it comes to speech and leaking documents and whatever, wouldn't that ultimately lead to chaos? And isn't that why we have all kinds of laws on the books? Now, in this conversation I was having, in fact, with somebody who works in the Pentagon, and we were kicking that back and forth. You know, I say water cooler buzz, and this is water cooler buzz. There are many things, my friends, and you and I know this, that we do not know that have happened in the past. The thing with WikiLeaks is this. Somebody gave WikiLeaks the documents, and it was the young soldier, Bradley Manning. So he leaked the documents to them. If documents were leaked by Manning to CNN or CBS or NBC or pick, you know, any of the above, Fox, what would those television stations do with them? Well, we hope that they would pour over and cross off names, pour over the stuff. But I believe that all of them would do a story on it. They would break it open as an exclusive, that this is information that they found, and whatever it was that they chose to isolate or pull out and talk about all the documents. I believe any news organization would do it because, listen, they're about ratings. WikiLeaks is about clicks. It's about people clicking onto the site. That's how they make money. So their objective is to expose as much as they can expose, not about just the U.S. government, but anything that they find. They're putting it up there. But it is interesting to talk about the fair or foul. How much, by the liberties that we have, how much are we willing to give up for safety? How much do you think you personally are willing to give up on the safety side? See, I still stand by my original take, though, on the leaked documents. They get the documents. Manning, I don't care how he was seduced into doing it. He was friendly with the people, all that other stuff, great, whatever. He still did it. They should nail him to the wall, and he will be. There's no question he's booted from the military, he's in the brig. But when it comes to the other side of it, and you know they're going to do that, publish them. But when it comes to the side of the innocent people, like we were just talking about, I think that's wrong. They needed to, and that's why they're doing it this time. And it's expensive to do. They're pouring through the names. Should have done that the first time around. You might have a different take. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama.
80 days of counting until your vote. Everyone's going out and voting, right? Or absentee. That'll work, my friends. Then you have the right to complain. You can kvetch, you can moan, you can whine, whatever, and you can call this show and do it. Absolutely. But to earn that right, you have to exercise the right to vote. So don't forget. Circle it on the calendar that you have hanging somewhere in the back room. I don't know. People probably don't hang calendars up anymore because they have phones where the calendar is right there and has all your notes. So then just write it on your iPhone, Droid, T-Mobile device. Vote, 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 vote. You can't help but notice that it's all around you. It's so sad when the totals come out and the totals of the eligible voters just are not there. I have a feeling this could be a record year in a non-presidential year, which is unusual, but this is where your vote really counts. It's interesting. I happened to come across this earlier in the day, and I completely agree with Dick Morris on this one. He's saying that congressional candidates, the Republicans, should stick to the issues and avoid getting sucked into the drama, the personal clashes with their opponents. Just focus on the issues, because you can't win by doing the personal attack thing. Trying to take someone's legs out ultimately will hurt Republicans. That's what, when he was asked about it, that's what he said, that the Democrats could struggle on health care reform and financial reform and where we are in the economy, especially the economy with double-digit unemployment in some areas. So he says the Republicans who could blow it need to answer when they're attacked, but they have to bring the election back to whatever the issues are and depersonalize the campaign. Well said. Too often it is about the negative. That's what you see. We know this. This is campaigning. My opponent did whatever while you didn't realize he was only voting on three issues out of 150 or whatever it is. But it's negative, negative, negative. And I agree. I think he's not the RNC chairman. That's to the blundering Michael Steele. That's up to him. But really, Dick Morris has hit the nail on the head. And I would say this for Democrats, too. You go nowhere in the negative side of it unless, I mean, you'd have to have a nugget so big that there was no way you could not roll it out there. Cannot do it. Okay, so we go from Dick Morris advising Republicans what to do to this CNN poll that says 2010 is going to look like 1994 for the GOP. Think long and hard about what 1994 was like. Well, it was the first time in 40 years that the Republicans took back control of Congress. Now we have this similar movement happening, spurred on a little bit by the Tea Party. I think it's more about the frustrations of people's own wallets. That's what it is. At least a chunk of it is anyway. So the latest numbers give Republicans a 3-point edge on the generic ballot question, which is just about the same advantage. You know, we talk about this and dissecting it, that they had heading into the heart of the 94 season. And that's when Newt Gingrich, boy, you really have to go back and think about this, but that's when Newt Gingrich, who now might run for president in 2012, oh, how fortunes and fates change, but he was talking about his contract with America movement, and then that's when he ushered in a Republican-controlled Congress, and that's what Bill Clinton had to deal with. So the generic ballot lead for the Republicans is far, far, far from the 9-point lead the Democrats had heading into the 2006 midterm elections. And Obama's approval rating is slightly higher than Clinton's 44% approval, which was back in August of 94. So Obama's hovers about that or just above former President George W. Bush in 2006 and Reagan in 1982. You wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't bring up the polls on this show if they're not so darn accurate at times. When it's close and neck and neck, it's gonna come down to the wire. When the numbers are giant, then it's gonna be a blowout. I do think you're gonna see the Republicans take back Congress. You might disagree, or you might agree. Throw it in. Your two, that is, 800-259-5791. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you? It's your Friday, so you have to be doing well, I'm assuming.
Tonight we went to see Paul McCartney at the Bell Center.
Oh, how was that? What kind of songs did he do? Old stuff, new stuff?
Mostly, he started out with Close Your Eyes, mm-hmm. All My Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he started out with, and he played, you know, some of the stuff from his Wings days, and he brought out a whole Scottish, bagpipe band for, I have trouble pronouncing this song, Mullican Tyne.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. And, you know, like, even Julie's daughters came, and they were like, one of them said, I wish I was born at the time Paul McCartney was a superstar, and we're looking at her like he still is.
He still gets people out to see him, yes.
Yeah.
And the tickets, were the tickets expensive? Because I heard they weren't cheap.
No, they weren't, but in Julie's line of work, she knows people, so.
Oh, so she gets the comp tickets, the corporate tickets, or whatever.
Oh, she just basically, basically, okay, I'll put it to you, if it was a hockey game, we would have been sitting behind the, Canadiens bench about six rows up.
Oh, good for you. See,
yes,
membership has its privileges. That's a good hookup.
Yeah, but of course it cost me, dinner, but hey, what the hey, you know?
Dinner for, to go see Paul McCartney and for all of you to go, the daughters and
yeah.
Julie, that's huge.
Yeah, and he even spoke some French, you know, and a lot of French Canadian people were happy and, you know, and, of course one guy made an anti-English remark and he was unceremoniously asked, to leave the Bell Center. I'm not going to say what he said, you know, because I'm already in trouble with you from what I said earlier.
Yeah, let's not go there.
No, let's not go there. But,
okay.
Okay, well, I didn't call to talk about that. Okay, Linda McMahon is now running. Okay, like someone said, because some political commentator said, okay, she knows how to talk. If she wins, would she know how to act in the Senate?
Yeah, but you could say that about other politicians who were famous athletes who didn't know anything either when they were going into it, and how do they come out is the bigger question, like a Jack Kemp,
Steve Largent,
et cetera. Yeah, Steve Largent's another good example. Do they come out of it better? Were they a better representative? Sometimes when you're not polluted with all the politics and you have a fresh point of view, I think that can be better.
Right, because if I'm not correct, the actor Fred Grande, wasn't he a congressman?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, he obviously had a fresh point of view, and in Colorado, wasn't the two people running? One of them was the school superintendent.
Yes, and you know, what happened was the one Michael Bennett,
right,
is the guy who was appointed to the position, which rankled a lot of people in Colorado because he didn't have the political background. So he was appointed to that spot to step in for Ken Salazar, who became the Interior Secretary and doing a terrible job, I think. But anyway, so now it will Bennett get the election nod? That remains to be seen. He passed the first hurdle and he rode on the coattails of Obama. So it did work for him.
Right. Okay, now I'm thinking if I'm living in Connecticut, because I was talking of, you know, like around my neck of the woods, a lot of people, the spouses are from the States. If they lived in Connecticut, would you vote for Linda McMahon? Most of them said, why not? If look what she did, look what her and her husband did with their, and she, they put this in quotation marks, their business. Look what they did with their business. She gets elected to Senate. Look what she could do in the Senate. Who knows? I say
this is what you have to decide. Experience versus a fresh voice versus somebody who uses business acumen.
Right.
Sometimes that doesn't work. Does she have connections? Can she do what you have to do in the Beltway? Because there is some, as much as I hate the political machine, she does have to woo some of the people on the Hill as if she were a first-termer coming in, because she would want to move up to the committees and be more informed and have a say in things. And she'll need people, if she introduces legislation, to get on board with her. And that's the way it works.
Right.
So she has to be able to do that. But I have to believe, Sam, like you said, if she helped run the wrestling company,
right,
WWE, I would have to think that she could handle a bunch of guys on the Hill, women on the Hill, you know,
people.
Just in general, people,
right,
the way it works now. And it's not even so much good old boy anymore, because there are many more women involved.
Okay.
It's just about being able to reciprocate and to be able to get people to jump on whatever it is your legislation will be. It's like Scott Brown and what he's trying to do in Massachusetts. If she gets in, she'd have a similar course that she would have to take. Week and Cow coming up around the bend.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, Here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheT.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
What's your favorite comic strip? Do you still get the paper? Are you old school? And do you go to the comics to look up, I don't know, Doonesbury or Mike Peters strip, which I think is very funny, by the way, or the family circus bubble. You know, when that comes up, it's usually just one panel, but it can be rather clever. For years, I was a Peanuts fan because I cut my teeth on it when I was a kid. There's a comic strip that really resonated or struck a chord with a lot of women, and it was the Kathy comic strip character, and for 34 years that comic has been around. The creator, Kathy Geiswit, said she's ending the strip in order to spend more time with her family and look at some new creative ventures. Boy, that's got to be a hard decision to step away from that, because I think that's the life. You get to come up with these clever moments where you might take things that are happening in the world and either disguise them, use innuendo, or just hit people over the head with it. And that's yours. And your comic is seen by how many eyes? That strip was pretty popular. It ran in 1,400 newspapers, and it's still going to run. Well, it will run for the last time in October. But that's a long time to be able to hold on to that kind of a job and be very, very successful at it. So that was a successful strip. She had books, too. and, I mean, many, many books that would take the strip a little bit further. From the 80s on the way up, she started the strip when she was working in the mid-70s, and she would send her drawings describing the trauma in her life as a single career woman and in to various people. And her mother, Kathy Geiswhite's mother, would push her to try her hand because she was writing things. So it would push her to try to write, you know, write it a little bit further and do the comic strip thing. So she submitted stuff to Universal UClick, and it struck a chord with the people, just like she was doing with those that were following her. It did that same thing to this company, and then they started running the strip all over the place, and the rest is history. That's got to be wild to go out on the limb and just make it happen, which is exactly what she did. But how many more popular comics that are starting to age, comic strips, will go away? How sad. Drew Carey was pretty psyched. You know who he is? He's on The Price is Right now. He's a comedian. I think he can be very funny. He lost 80 pounds. There's a big comedic weight dump going on in Hollywood. If you know anything about John Goodman, he was on Roseanne, that show, and he's been in a bunch of movies. He dropped a crazy amount of weight, too, like 150 pounds. But Drew Carey, who was part of the sitcom with his name and is doing The Price is Right now, he said that he sums it up. He keeps getting asked about how'd you lose the weight and why'd you lose the weight and what happened. And he said, he sums it up this way. This is typical Drew Carey. He said, it sucks being fat, you know. So he hit the gym. And he had a strict regimen that he was following, and he really got rid of the carbohydrates and said that he was having problems with diabetes. He had the type 2 diabetes, and since he dropped all that weight, he doesn't have that either. But this is the cool part. You definitely have to get a new wardrobe when this happens. He was wearing size, guys, can you relate to this? Size 44 pants, he's down to 33. And he wants to get down to 32. But, wow, good for him that he was able to do it. So we move from weight loss to a couple of other things making news, including what would fit into We Can Count, you know, that finders, keepers, losers, weepers saying. Have you ever heard that? When I grew up as a kid and we'd be at the beach, I'd always think, what's going on with these people? You'd see these mostly men with white socks pulled up to their kneecaps. They'd have a baseball cap on, no joke, and they would be taking their metal detectors and be under the boardwalk looking for things. And I always thought, well, they're looking for loose change or some other kind of treasures. And actually, I thought it was kind of intriguing. Well, how about this rare gold coin that dates back 2,200 years, discovered by a research team in Israel? The head of the coin department of the Israeli Antiques Authority, that's crazy how that they have an antiques authority, said the coin ranked in the top five of the rarest finds in that country's history for coin research. It's incredibly exciting. And I saw a picture of the coin. It's gold. It's in great shape. And it's the heaviest gold coin with, they say, the highest contemporary value of any coin ever found in any sort of excavation situation, at least in Israel. It weighs about 5 grams. It was minted in Alexandria, Egypt, and dates back to 191 BCE. Yeah, that's crazy. Be wild to find that, wouldn't it, if you were the person that uncovered it? And the coin was found by the University of Michigan and the University of Minnesota, the researchers who were doing work back at the end of June. It was embedded in a stone wall that separated the northwest storeroom of the Hellenistic administrative building from a room that was identified as a kitchen. So they were speculating as to what the coin had, why it had been there. Was it secretly hidden by the owner or whatever. You can think of a million stories to attach to that. But the fact that they found that rare gold coin, I think, is really, really cool. That's something to text people. Don't tell anyone, but I found this coin stuck in the wall, and I think it's going to make really big news eventually. If you're looking for a house and you actually can get your hands on some money and can get a mortgage, the 30-year mortgage rates are the lowest since 1971. Isn't that crazy? But see, that's part and parcel because, one, it's harder to get loans and the housing industry has taken a belly flop. But the rates, anyway, are continuing to drop. And this is what we're saying, lowest levels. Last week, the rates were 4.49, over 5%. And now it's back to 4.44. 15 was low, too, 3.92%, 3.92. But to get it under 5, and that's an amazing number. You talk to people who bought their homes 15 years ago or so, and maybe they were looking at double digits for what their rate is, for what their, you know, for what their mortgage was. Double digits, a lot different over the course of time than under 5%. I mean, that's, and plus, since lowest since 1971, I mean, that's going to make you feel good. So if you're looking for a home, you, in a way, picked the right time, even though everybody's telling you it's the wrong time. It's all about if you have the money. If you have the money, you can make it happen. If you don't, you need to sit it out. There were so many people that didn't have the money and went for it anyway. And that ultimately helped lead to the collapse. And greed is what fueled it and turned things upside down in so many of our lives. All right, I'm going to finish with a couple of quick sports headlines. How about Tiger Woods? He shot a 71 after a terrible performance last week. He's three strokes behind the leaders that include Watson and Kuchar and Ernie Els. So maybe Tiger is turning around. This is just the first day. You still have Friday and making the cut and then the weekend. And my Philadelphia Phillies, ooh, I am pulling for the Phillies. They rallied for four big ones in the ninth to beat the Dodgers. How exciting. I had my eye right before I jumped on the air on the corner of the screen so I could see it. And the biggest thing was Carlos Ruiz, game-winning two-run double in the ninth inning. What a rally from seven runs down, toppling the Dodgers 10-9 on Thursday. Woohoo!